USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Multiple reports claim the leader of ISIS is dead after Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was targeted in a special operations raid in northern Syria led by U.S. forces. President Trump tweeting last night, "Something very big just happened." It's believed that's the announcement he'll make in more detail when he addresses the media at 9 a.m. Eastern today. At what was apparently an unsanctioned fraternity party at Texas A&M University in Greenville, Texas last night, sees a shooting that leaves two people dead and 14 others wounded. The deputy sheriff for Hunt County says
it was a homecoming party and there could have been some fraternity involvement.
At least one person's in custody. Houston's Astros evening up the World Series with the Washington Nationals at two wins apiece. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The risk of wildfires in California has never been higher, according to PG&E meteorologist Scott Strenfel, who says Santa Ana winds will pick up later today and they'll last well into tomorrow, and the Northern California Bay Area region is especially on alert.
All the conditions needed for significant fires will be present in this event.
The Kincade Fire in Sonoma County has already burned 26,000 acres and continues to grow with only 11% containment. About 90,000 residents in that area have been ordered to evacuate. Four people under arrest after dozens of bodies were found in a shipping container truck near London last week. One person was arrested right after the discovery. Now British police have arrested two men and a woman as well. The remains are believed to have been those of Vietnamese nationals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The criminal justice system was the focus of a forum yesterday where seven of the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls addressed a crowd in Columbia, South Carolina. Among them, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the South Bend, Indiana mayor, on what he would do to reform the system.
Things like setting up a different standard around policing, making sure that the federal system is leading the way toward decarceration. Look, there's still this myth that locking people up makes us safe. We are the most locked up country in the world. And we are certainly not the safest.
President Trump's denying that his former chief of staff warned him not to replace him with a yes man. They say John Kelly had told the president he'd be impeached if he did that. President Trump saying in a statement that if Kelly had told him that, he would have thrown him out of the office immediately. Trump says Kelly just wants to come back into the action like everybody else. Kelly resigned on the 2nd of January. Supposedly under duress and was replaced by Mick Mulvaney. And an animated cat and mouse are coming back to the big screen, according to Variety, that says Warner Brothers will release a live-action hybrid comedy, Tom and Jerry, in December 2020. The movie to involve the always battling feline and rodent getting kicked out of their home and moving into a fancy New York hotel together. Tom and Jerry were Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's first bona fide cartoon stars back in the 40s. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.